My name is Essie Mae Washington Williams. My father's name was James Strom Thurmond. There are many stories like Sally Hemings and mine. The unfortunate measure is that not everyone knows about these stories that helped to make America what it is today. My children deserve the right to know.
The news that one of the nation's most powerful senators, once an ardent segregationist, Strom Thurmond, who died earlier this year at the age of 100, the news that he was the parent of a black child continues to reverberate. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates is here to discuss the most recent development in this extraordinary turn of events. Karen, you know, there probably are certainly millions, probably tens of millions, perhaps, people of mixed racial heritage in this country today. Why does Mrs. Essie Mae Washington Williams, to get her name correct, why does her announcement that Strom Thurmond is her father resonate so?
You know, Alex, she's from another era. She's from the 1920s, and a number of people remember when, if you were white, discovering that you had a black relative in the family tree was a fate equivalent to, if not worse than, death, and certainly social death.
And the irony of it all, Strom Thurmond was once one of the most adamant segregationist politicians in the country, led the Dixiecrat Breakaway Party in 1948, running for president on this issue.
He did indeed, but that double standard was not all that uncommon. You know, there's a well-worn phrase I heard growing up called talking segregation by day, sleeping integration by night, and that apparently was exactly what Senator Thurmond did. Of course, there is an older example, Thomas Jefferson.
You're referring to the fact that Jefferson apparently had at least one child with his slave, Sally Hemings.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing to watch is the reaction to both of these white families of prominent men. Now, the Thurmonds almost immediately acknowledged Mrs. Williams as the senator's daughter, even though they might not have done that had she not decided to speak out.
And she says her family and the Hemings family have contributed to American history, but the Jefferson descendants, as I understand it, they still are denying that Thomas Jefferson could have had a black or biracial child with Sally Hemings.
Many of them are, but some of them are acknowledging it. I talked with Lucian Trescott IV, the novelist, a few years ago, and Trescott's a direct descendant of Jefferson and part of the Monticello Association.
That's the heirs, the Jefferson heirs.
Mm-hmm, the Association of Jefferson Heirs. And for over a decade, black folks who were claiming heritage to Jefferson through Hemings have been trying to assert their right to be part of the association. So far, the association has voted against allowing them entry into the family circle because they say no evidence exists to confirm it.
But there is. They ran some DNA tests, didn't they?
They did. A few years ago, some of the Hemings descendant had DNA tests done by some willing, done with some willing association members so they could compare their lines. And some descendants of Heming, and circumstantially at least, it looks as if at least one of Heming's children had Jefferson as a father, although there are those who oppose the claim and say it could have been Jefferson's brother.
And what accounts for the resistance, do you think?
Well, Jefferson's an icon. You know, he's a national treasure, and many people think his memory would be sullied if the association admitted that he had had an intimate relationship with a slave.
Well, the Thurmond family is saying, we think it's important to acknowledge Mrs. Williams' heritage. So this is a change of some kind. They're admitting to having a black relative.
Yeah, they are, or at least to having a black connection to the family. And I think Alex is showing that while race is still a problem in America, the world doesn't stop because white people discover they may have had a black ancestor or two, or even a black cousin or two. The actress Carol Channing recently published an autobiography where she asserted she had a black, I don't remember, great or a grandmother. And it was reported sort of as a, isn't that interesting kind of sidebar.
Yeah, but there are people for whom this is still a pretty delicate question.
Oh, yeah. In fact, Lucian Trescott, one of the few Monticello Association members who supports acknowledging the Hemings descendant as part of the Jefferson clan, told the Washington Post in an interview, in a really basic way, why people are scared to find out who their relatives are.
Do you see that changing?
I do. I spoke with Edward Ball, who's an author, who wrote a book about finding his relationship to the slaves his family ancestors own, and Shirley Hazlett, who's wrote a memoir about reconnecting the black and white ends of her family. And both of them told me, for the most part, when they knocked on the door and said to their younger cousins, Hazlett is black and Ball is white, you got black relatives, nobody went, Oh, my God. So I think that does mean that some things are changing.
Thanks very much. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.